Hello, and welcome to Bottleship with our friends, the Jifflings. If you enjoy the show, please leave a review and share the podcast with your friends. And stay tuned to the end of the show when the Jifflings will read out some of your reviews. Who knows, we might even read out your review. And now it's time for today's episode, The Panda's Footstool. In your world, things are important. But what about the things that aren't important anymore? Well, sometimes those things end up here in the magical land of Dilstonia, where the Jifflings live on their little Jiffling ship. They find these things that we throw away and fish them out of their sea so they can recycle them and put them to good use once again. And here they are now, ready to work. Eccentric young pumpkin.
Ooh, I'm ever so excited.
The Hedge, who was a very lazy Jiffling.
Like, hey man, is it time for bed yet?
Miss Katie, who loves fixing things and dressy up. Sometimes I like both together. Albert, the ship's gardener.
Hey, who's been into me cabbage patch like?
And Friedeline, a very sensible Jiffling who looks after everybody on the ship.
Yeah, that is correct. Oh.
Today on the ship, everybody is getting ready to go on a delicious picnic adventure. Since the Jiffling ship is as big as your imagination, and that's very big indeed, they can have an exciting day out just by walking from one side of the boat to the other.
Oh.
As Albert is the ship's gardener, he's helping everyone to box up all their yummy food and place it safely in the Jiffling picnic basket. I've got some lovely tomatoes, Albert. I like them because they're juicy and they go splat.
Well, that's grand, Miss Katie. You know, we could turn those tomatoes into gazpacho, which is a type of cold soup.
Miss Katie smiled. But Friedeline looked horrified. She screwed up her little Jiffling face and stuck out her tongue.
Oh, yuck! We cannot eat the cold soup, Albert. The job of soup is to be hot. No, I will have this lovely Jiffling sandwich instead. Yeah.
Well, all right then, Friedeline. Mind you're missing out, though. And what's that you've got, young pumpkin?
I've got some avocados, Albert. I like avocado because it's smushy and fun, and it's the colour of an alien's foot.
There, we can turn that avocado into guacamole, which we can dip our veggie sticks in. Or we can put in a sandwich.
Oh, yuckety yuck! I will not eat the alien foot food. No, I will have my sandwich on its own. Thank you.
Hey!
Now Albert was getting just a tiny bit frustrated. He was trying very hard to think of lovely new picnic recipes that everybody could enjoy.
So, what have you got to bring on our special picnic then, Hedge?
I've got like a massive sunflower, man.
You can't eat a sunflower, Hedge.
Actually, you can, you know, if you toast their seeds. And guess what, Friedeline? You can even sprinkle the seeds on a sandwich.
Oh, this is also yuck.
Oh no, Friedeline didn't like that idea at all.
This sunny flower is for smelling, Herr Albert, not for the eating. No, I will just have my lovely plain sandwich all by itself.
But if you don't even try new food, Friedeline, how will you know if you like it or not?
Well, because... Well, see, the reason is...
Well, Friedeline didn't really have an answer for that. But for now, the picnic preparations would have to wait, because that sound meant an object which had been lost or thrown away on Earth had found its way into the Jiffling's net. So all the Jiffs had to help heave in the lost object. The object hit the deck with a clap and a thud. It was big and thick and wooden, with a smooth top and four stumpy little legs. Hedge was the first to guess what the object might be.
I think that's like a huge bunk bed that I can, like, snuggle upon. Man.
Ooh, I think it's an elephant's toothpick that four elephants can use all at once.
Then Albert stepped forwards, for he knew exactly what the object was today. He scrambled up onto the story seat and began the tale of where the object came from.
Well, this is the panda's footstool.
Whoa.
And my old fishing buddy, Peter Leaf, told me all about it. On Earth, there is a great big country called China. And in China, there are busy cities and tall mountains and huge forests filled with bamboo, which is a very special kind of tree. And in the biggest bamboo forest of all lived a giant panda called Yolanda. And everywhere she went, she carried her special panda's footstool. Now, Yolanda liked to use her footstool to stand up high and reach the tastiest pieces of bamboo in the top of the trees, because bamboo was her most favourite thing to eat. Well, one day, her best friend, Amanda Panda, came round to visit and invited Yolanda for dinner.
All right, Yolanda, it's me, Amanda. Would you like to have dinner with another panda? I'm doing a lovely veggie pie. It's gonna be right proper tasty.
But Yolanda shook her big furry head.
No, thank you, Amanda. I only like bamboo. Maybe next time.
So Amanda went away and had a lovely dinner party without Yolanda. But then, the next week when Yolanda was out on her footstool, reaching up for a tasty bamboo snack, she heard a familiar voice.
All right, Yolanda. Guess the panda. That's right, it's me, your friend, Amanda. Do you fancy coming round mine for lunch? I'm making a delicious ratatouille.
Oh, goodness no, said Yolanda. I don't fancy eating rats at all. No, I like bamboo. So I think I'll just stay right here. Thank you.
So Amanda lolloped off through the forest to have a lovely lunch with her other friends, whilst Yolanda stayed all by herself, perched on her little footstool. But as she reached up for yet another piece of bamboo, drifting through the forest, she heard the happy sounds of Amanda's friends all having lunch together, enjoying themselves, without her. Then Yolanda felt sad, and when she took another bite of bamboo, she found it didn't taste quite as good as it had before. Now it was lonely bamboo. So she stepped off her footstool and thundered through the forest towards the bright lights of Amanda's house, where she had a great time trying all sorts of new food for her friends, like pie and ratatouille, which it turns out isn't made of rats at all. And so Yolanda forgot all about her footstool because she just didn't need that much bamboo anymore. Now she'd learned that new things could be just as good too.
And now the panda's footstool is here in Dilstonia, so we need to use it again.
Yes, you do, young pumpkin. It's rather large for a diffling, though. So what could it possibly be? I think it could be a huge dance floor that we can all have a great big party on. That would be fun, Miss Katie. But then Friedeline stepped forward, for she had a wonderful idea of what the object could be.
Perhaps we could use the footstool as our picnic table, where we can all enjoy the tasty guacamole and gazpacho and all the lovely new foods together.
Yay!
Yay! And so, the Jifflings worked very hard dragging the footstool over to the end of the ship, where they set up the most wonderful picnic, which they all enjoyed. And Friedeline even found that guacamole was quite delicious too, although she still thought soup was better when it was hot.
Yeah.
And then, after a jolly walk back, all of the Gifflings found the adventure had quite tired them out. And so, it was time for bed. Good night, young pumpkin.
Good night.
Good night, Albert.
I'll see you in the morning, Lake.
Good night, Friedeline.
And it is a good night. Yeah.
Good night, Miss Katie. Night, night. Good night, Hedge. Hedge? Oh, I think the hedge is asleep already. And goodbye to you too, wherever you are. Maybe next time you see a thing that you might throw away, you'll stop and see if you can use it again, just like our friends the Gifflings. And maybe the thing you use again will have a story to tell too. Goodbye. Thank you for listening to Bottleship. We'll have a new episode up every 2 weeks. For all the parents listening, if you'd like to, you can donate to the show at patreon.com/bottleship. And for all the children listening, if you enjoy the show, please leave a review and share the podcast with your friends. We've had some lovely reviews this week, haven't we, Gifflings?
Oh, yes. Like this one from Australia. It says, "Hi, I'm Jamie from Sydney, Australia. I'm 7 years old and my sister is 4 years old. We always listen to these stories when we go to bed and are in the car. My favourite character is Young Pumpkin. My sister and my mum like Hedge. My favourite episodes are The Handkerchief and The Sunglasses. Thank you from Jamie and Sienna."
Well, thank you, Jamie and Sienna. What a fantastic review, man.
Yeah, that's lovely. Just like this review from Princess Lucy of Los Angeles.
Oh, the Princess of the Angels. What does she say?
Well, she says, "Hi, I am Lucy and I am almost 5 and I am a princess. I love Miss Katie. She's my favourite because I like dressing up too. My favourite episode is the dinosaur salad tongues. My baby sister likes to listen too. Her name is Sabrina."
Well, thank you very much, Lucy. We've never had a review from a real-life princess before.
Thank you, Princess Lucy. And a big special thank you to everyone who left a review, like Katie in California and Charlotte in South Australia.
And also Stan in Alaska. And Addy in Gig Harbour, USA.
Yes, thank you all very much. And thank you to everyone who listens to Bottleship. We really are very grateful. And if you like listening to stories, why not check out our sister podcast, Storytime, for children of all ages. Thanks again, and we'll bring you more exciting adventures with our friends the Gifflings very soon. Goodbye.